For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has been found guilty of 8 charges at his bank and tax fraud trial. President Trump in Charleston, West Virginia, says he has no connection to Manafort's legal problems.
This has nothing to do with what they started out looking for Russians involved in our campaign. There were none. I feel very badly for Paul Manafort. He worked for Bob Dole. He worked for Ronald Reagan. He worked for many, many people. And this is the way it ends up.
The president's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, has pleaded guilty to 8 charges as part of an agreement. He has agreed to a prison term, although the judge is not bound by it. He could spend 4.5 to 5 years in prison. The judge will sentence him later at a future date. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
A man from Mexico who has been living in the U.S. illegally has confessed to kidnapping college student Molly Tibbetts while she was running in her small Iowa hometown. He confessed he killed her and dumped her body in a cornfield.
A complaint and affidavit names Christian Bahina Rivera, age 24, who resides in rural Poweshiek County, and he has been charged with murder in the first degree.
Rivera led investigators to a body believed to be Tibbetts in a cornfield about 12 miles southeast of Brooklyn, Iowa, where Tibbetts was last seen running. An Indonesian court sentenced a woman who complained about a noisy mosque to 18 months in prison for blasphemy. Prosecutors said the 44-year-old defendant violated the criminal code by committing blasphemy against Islam, the dominant faith in Indonesia. In recent years, blasphemy cases have been filed against those accused of offending Islam. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Enemies of a Confederate statue decide to take things into their own hands, as USA's Chris Barnes explains.
A statue of a Confederate soldier known as Silent Sam has stood on the campus at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, since 1913. Late Monday, a group of around 250 protesters marched to the site of that statue and called for its immediate removal. Then the crowd started cheering as some people produced a rope and began to try to pull it down, which they did end up doing. The university saying in a statement the protesters' actions were dangerous and they're investigating the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A magnitude 7.3 earthquake struck off the coast of Venezuela, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The quake center was located near the town of Guayra, and tremors were felt as far as the capital of Caracas. It struck about 5:30 p.m. local time. No tsunami advisories were immediately reported. Venezuela's interior minister wrote a tweet encouraging the people of Venezuela to remain calm, adding, "There hasn't been reports of any victims." In Caracas, an abandoned financial center known as the Tower of David was damaged, causing the top 5 floors to slant on a 25-degree incline. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.